just raise one point. The Imam, I think he said you have prayers or you call to prayer five times a day.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, that's right.
How would you sort of conquer that problem where if you're in training, for example, you're in classes and studying for most of the day? How would
you
fulfill your prayer?
How can you eat? And how can you drink? And how can you find time for gossip? Or even for gambling occasionally? It all depends on your attitude. If you prefer something to the other, you would naturally pay first attention to that, the performance of that particular act which you relish more. I have been a student here. I didn't find it difficult at all. During my breaks, lunch breaks for instance, I would first say my prayer, and I knew there was enough time which you could save from lunch. And people generally, the boys, students did. They spent that talking between them and gossiping and things. So instead of that, I would first say my prayer, and whatever time, and enough time was left. Even for if good lunch, plus a little talk, but not as much as others did.
I was under the impression that the prayers were at set times.
Yes, the set time are not sharply set.
Oh, I see.
You know, yes.
Staggering.
There is, you know, there is a lot of cushioning in and possibility of shifting prayer from earlier time to the later time. For instance, the Zohar, prayer of the about lunch time. This time begins at the moment when the sun begins to decline. You know, from the zenith, as it begins to go down. The prayer time of Zuhr, as we call it, begins. And it ends at the Asr time. This is another prayer before sunset. And it should be, let's say, the remaining day it can be divided into two halves. So the first half belongs to the Zuhr prayer, and the second half before sunset belongs to the second prayer, Asr prayer. So a lot of time in between. You can adjust time to your own convenience.